Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. Why online coaches struggle with sales. Now, sales is an incredibly important skill to master, but there are five key things that a lot of coaches do wrong with their approach to sales. And when you fix these, you will transform your relationship with sales, you will close more sales, and you'll be able to work with more clients. Now, the first one is that you switch from coach to salesperson. One of the biggest mistakes you can make. I've seen this time and time again. I can speak to somebody and they're a great coach and they're very passionate, they're very detailed in what they know, and then they go on a call and it's like the whole persona of a coach, the whole person that they are and everything that they love just disappears. And then they become this scripted salesperson. Here's something that you must understand about sales. For your prospects to buy from you, they must not sniff sales. They must feel that they're in an environment where they're being helped. Now, think about this for a second when it comes to sales. When somebody comes on a call, do they struggle with the ability to be sold to? Is that the thing that they're joining the call for? No. They're joining the call because they are struggling with areas around what you know the most about. The first part of your call is discovery. It's understanding where they are and where they're trying to get to and what the gap is in between. That is coaching. So they need to be met by a coach and somebody who understands what they're going through and doesn't immediately provide a teaching experience to solve the problem because they will no longer need your services. But I want you to start your calls. And before you do, just think, why am I the best positioned person as a coach to help them? What do I know? Who have I helped? And then when we ask them, what is it you're struggling with? You remain in coach mode and you listen as a coach and you address the challenges as a coach. So I'm going to say to you right now, the number one thing that you can do to improve your sales is turn up to the sales calls authentically as a coach and don't turn up as a salesperson. Now, all of this will become a lot clearer as I go through the remaining 4 points because you will see why being a coach on the call is so important, but understanding the sales framework and then implementing that into what you do as a coach. The second thing that coaches struggle with when it comes to sales is you push your product. It's almost like an infomercial for what you do. Yes, at my coaching program, we do this. And at my coaching program, we will cover this. And inside my coaching program, we do this. And when you join, you will get this. And you assume that the person is on the call to just listen to what you do. Now, the problem with this is that you are product pushing. This is what art we do. This is how good it is. This is why you need it. When you join, you will get this. The person is not on the call to buy your product. The person is on the call to solve the problem that exists in their world. It just so happens that what you do and how you do will be the solution to that, but not until you do point three. Point three is that most coaches talk rather than listen. This is who we are. This is who I am. And you try and teach whilst you're in that situation. So if you do take coach to the call, they say, I'm struggling to understand macros, and you literally talk about macros and what you know and who you've helped and how you've helped people. And they sit there and you can, I watch sales calls and I see people going and looking around with utter confusion because they've become distracted from exactly what the person's on the call for. The person is not being heard. And here's the thing, when you talk more and you don't listen and you product push and you present what you're all about, you're avoiding the opportunity to discover what it is that they need. So talking rather than listening is crucial. Number four, you lose control of the call. I am the expert. I am the specialist. I am the person that holds the ticket to you achieving success. How do you lose control of a call? You let the person talk. Now, if they disappear and start talking about their training. They disappear and start talking about when they're getting married. They disappear and start talking about where they're going on holiday. As Jordan Belfort talks about in his book, The Way of the Wolf, you're allowing them to go off to Pluto. Now, you can go off to Pluto, different planet. But sales is about guiding somebody through a process that you are in control of, asking the right questions, delivering the right outcome, and then closing and getting a yes. The more the prospect disappears and talks about what they want to talk about, and the more you disappear and veer off the subjects that actually are the challenges or the barriers that they're facing, the more you lose control. And when you lose control, you haven't addressed any of the challenges that the person's facing. You haven't had an opportunity to showcase what you do and how you can help them. And then you get to the end of the call and you just feel, well, I'm just going to product push and push what I do. You need to have a very structured system to ensure that you don't disappear off the Pluto. And number five, you assume the sale. You make an assumption. Rather than achieving certainty yourself, and I'll talk in a second how you can achieve certainty, but you go through the call making an assumption that because they're on the call, they will buy from you. You achieve certainty by something in sales called tying down. Does this make absolute sense to you? Does this look like exactly what's going to help you get from A to B? Yes, it is. Do you have any questions? No. Great. Let's look at another particular area. You see, when you assume a sale, very often it's not a sale. So you get to the end of the call and you say to yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, do they feel certain? Look, on a call, people will say, yep, good. Yeah, looks good. Yeah, Until you tie somebody down and say, based on what we've just discussed, is this what you feel will solve the challenges that we've just discussed? One being this, two being this, three being this. Yes, with absolute certainty. Now, as you're going through the call, if your prospect has displayed any level of doubt or lack of trust in coaching programs, then there's another reason why that person very, very unlikely going to say yes. So you cannot assume a sale without certainty. It's so important to understand. Now, as a coach, if you can maintain your conviction, confidence, and certainty as a professional coach, if you can wait till the end of the program to not discuss your product and program and offer, if you can listen rather than speak, and if you can maintain control of the call, you will be in a fantastic position to close. Now, something else that I must close on with regards to selling. When somebody comes on a call, if you overwhelm them, and this is a huge problem for coaches, if you overwhelm somebody with everything that you do, and this ties into point number two, is that you product push and you say, we're going to cover this, we're going to do this, we're going to go over this, we're going to cover this. The more that you overwhelm somebody, the more that person, or the less that person's going to come into the program. Because remember, people won't buy from you if they think that it's going to take them too much time or it's overwhelming. All you need to do is to listen and try and identify three or four key areas on the call that you feel that your prospect needs and has verbalized to you. So what I'm hearing is, number one, if you could get clearer with your nutrition and understand your nutrition, it would make being able to stick to this nutrition plan and stay in shape more maintainable. As a result of it being more maintainable, it'll help you to take control of your social life. Would you agree? Yes, completely. Great. Would you now like me to show you which parts of our program will solve that specifically for you? Yes, I would love that. And then you then show them the specific areas of the program that will solve that for them. Rather than saying, so we want to get in shape, we want to lose weight, we want to feel great. Good. So what you receive with my program is a check-in. What you receive with my program is a weekly Zoom call. What you get in my program, you see, you're not connecting the problem with how you're going to solve it because you're telling them what they get. Inside your program, there needs to be specific mechanisms or systems that teach the things or actually help that person overcome the thing that they're struggling with. There may be two things, there may be three things, there may be four things. Your job when you listen is to help and discover and understand and then relay back to them what are the areas that they see. In doing this, they feel it's simple enough and it's clear enough. And of course, your program could be all of these different things, but the more you overwhelm them with the things that they don't think are important, the less likely you are to get a sale. So remember this, you've got to maintain, coach, and follow a sales framework so they feel like they're speaking to a coach and someone that's actually going to help them. Don't push your product. Don't talk, listen. Don't lose control of the sale, and don't assume a sale. Five key areas. I'd love you to put a comment below, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and let me know which one resonated with you the most. As always, if you're watching on iTunes, please click like and subscribe. And if you want to know more about how myself and my team can help you, click the link in the description. If you are listening on iTunes, then head over to Instagram, click the link in my bio. You can find out exactly how we can help you. But for now, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.